This week's parasha is Parshas Noach, and of course we have the very famous story of the deluge that inundated the world, the inhabited world, at the time that Noach lived, which was 10 generations after Adam. Vayimach es kol hayikum, HaKadosh Baruch Hu destroyed everything upon the earth, except for Noach, Naama, Shem, Cham, Yafes, their three wives, and the animals in the Teva. After building the Teva for 100 years, because the sin of Hamas, lo nechtam gzardinim ala ala Gaza, because of thievery, bandits, robbery, their deal was sealed, although they were also guilty, Rashi tells us, of gilui arayus, sexual immorality, and avodah zarah, idol worship. After building the Teva for 120 years, maybe people would see what Noach was doing and they would repent. It didn't come to be. It's time to enter the Teva. And the Pasuk tells us, Perek Zayin, Pasuk He, chapter 7, verse 5, Vayas Noach kechol asher tzivahu Hashem. This is the third time, by the way. Three times we're told Noach did everything God commanded him to do. Vayas Noach kechol asher tzivahu Hashem. Noach did everything Hashem commanded him to do. V'noach ben sheish meo shana, v'hamabu hayumayim al ha'aretz. And Noach was 600 years old, and the flood was water upon the earth. Pasuk Zayin, Vayavo Noach ubanav v'ishto u'neshebanav ito al hateva. And Noach entered with his sons and his wife and his daughters-in-law, the wives of his sons, with him into the ark, mipnei me hamavo, because of the waters of the flood. Mina behema tahora, mina behema sherinenu tahora, mina of v'chol sheromis al adamar. He took the pure animals, he took the animals that were not pure, and from the fowl, the birds, and everything that creeps upon the earth, shnaim shnaim bo'o Noach, el ha-teva zachar nekeva, kasher tzivu el kimas Noach. Two by two they came, male and female, God commanded Noach. Okay, fine. There's a flood. Perek Zayin, Pasuk Zayin, for purposes of our Torah today. The Pasuk tells us, and Noach and his sons, and his wife, and the wives of his sons with him, entered the ark, mipnei mehamabal. Now that's a very strange thing to say. Nothing in the Torah is an accident. Why would we think they entered the ark? Obviously they entered the ark, mipnei mehamabal, because of waters of the flood. They didn't go in because they had nothing better to do that day. They went in because there was a flood. So how do we understand this, mipnei mehamabal? So Rashi says, Af Noach, miktane amana haya. Even Noach was one of little faith. Ma'amin ve'enu ma'amin she'yavo amalbo. On the one hand, he believed. And on the other hand, he did not believe that the flood would come. V'lo nichnas la'teva. He did not enter the ark. Ad she'dechakuhu hamayim. Wow. Even Noach was one of little faith. Ma'amin on the one hand, he believed. Ve'enu ma'amin on the other hand, he did not believe that the flood would come, and therefore he didn't enter the ark until the water pushed him in. And that's why the Pasuk says that Noach and his family entered the ark, mipnei mei hamaba. Had the water not come, he didn't believe it. He waited till he was up to his neck in water, and then he said, we have to go into the Teva. That's an exaggeration, but that's what Rashi's telling us. I quote from Rabbi Dr. Norman Lamb in Drasho Lederot Genesis. This year was presented, this drasha was composed by Rabbi Lamb in October 1974. That's still contemporary in terms of history. The high point of the story of Noah and the flood comes when Noah and his family enter the ark. The Torah describes with the following words, and Noah and his sons and his wife and the wives of his sons came into the ark with him from before the waters of the flood. The rabbis were somewhat taken aback by the last phrase. Did Noah enter the ark only because of the waters of the flood? Was he not a righteous man? Ki oscha ra'isi tzadik lefanai badarho hu, says the Pasuk. He should have been motivated to enter the ark by divine command. Why did he wait for the threat of the actual floodwaters? Rabbi Yochanan in Medrash Bereishis Rabbah replies, the Torah means what it says quite literally. Medrash Bereishis Rabbah, as quoted by Rabbi Dr. Norman Lamb, says, Noah was lacking in faith, mechusar emunah. Were it not for the fact that the floodwaters reached his ankles, he would not have entered the ark. Rashi gives us this message, but uses slightly different language. Now, we already quoted Rashi. Noach ma'amin ve'eno ma'amin. On the one hand, he believed, and on the other hand, he did not believe. In other words, says Rabbi Dr. Norman Lamb, Noah was a man of shaky faith. He wavered in his belief in God's prediction that the flood would come. And that's why he entered the ark when forced to by the raging waters. Rabbi Dr. Norman Lamb says this interpretation is quite troublesome. It does not take into consideration the fact that Noah believed in God all along. He had proved his faith under far more difficult circumstances when he built an ark. According to tradition, as quoted by Rashi and the Chumash, it took him 120 years. Ridiculing by his peers, risking the ridicule of his peers. Is it reasonable to assume that a man who invested all this time and all this effort, more than a century, in establishing his principles and his faith, would fail at the last moment? How do we understand that a person who is spoken to by God, a person says, Noach, the Chumash says, Noach each tzaddik tamim haya bedorosav esa elokim isalech Noach. That's what we mean, Noach. He was a righteous man, pure in his generation. He walked with God. We can't understand. We can't understand the biblical narratives. We're too used to them. 120 years. That's how he built the ark. And now Rashi says, quoting Medrash Rabba, oh, you know, he was a Ktana Yamana, Mami Benamin. What's going on here? He doesn't look to be like a Ktana Yamana. He's very busy with this ark for a very long time. Says Rabbi Dr. Norman Lam, I therefore suggest the object of the Amunah in this context is not that Noach lacked faith in God. It was rather in himself. The problem is not a religious one, whether or to what extent Noah believed in God, rather a psychological one. Did he believe in himself? And so we can take Rashi's idiom quite literally, ma'amin ve'eno ma'amin. Noah on the one hand believed, on the other hand he did not believe. The rabbis, according to this interpretation, fault Noah for two things. On the one hand, he believed in himself, clearly. He built the ark for 120 years. He gathered the animals. He told his family, let's go in. On the other hand, he did not believe in himself. And as Rabbi Dr. Norman Lam is going to explain, is this not reflective of the human experience and the human condition? Let me explain, says Rabbi Dr. Norman Lam, all of us, by virtue of our mortality and finitude, we are only here for a limited amount of time, we are all finite, must rely upon each other. Especially in more advanced civilizations, we are not fully independent and autonomous. We all know we need God, and God knows we need each other. It is impossible for a man to survive without interdependence. No one exists in a vacuum. We don't live in our own Dalat Amos and never leave our Dalat Amos. First of all, we rely on each other, Ben Adam Chaveru. And so we have a tzibur, we have a kahal, Mikam Chay Yisrael, Goya Echad Ba'aretz, Al Tifash Min Tzibur. We also have a Ribbono Shel Olam, Ben Adam Lemakom, and we need both. And yet, says Rabbi Lam, we so often fail to seek help on time. We frequently wait until it's too late, until the floodwaters reach not only our ankles, but our very noses. Why? There are two reasons, he says, each the opposite of the other. One of them is sometimes we have too much self-confidence. We have an excess of security, egoism, and arrogance. A man is a ma'amin. He's a believer in his prowess, in his powers, in his image. He is afraid that asking for help will put him in a position of dependence, inferiority, and subservience. And if you don't believe this, it's true. There are people who always, maybe you know them in life, maybe you're one of them. There are people who always want to be the givers, and they never want to be the takers. They don't want to ask people for favors. They don't want anything done for them. They don't want anything to be given to them. I'm sorry, but it's not a Torah way of life. Olam chesed yibana. The world can only exist if there are givers and takers. I should say givers and receivers. That's a better lashon. And sometimes in life, we will be the givers, Bazar Hashem. And sometimes in life, it's necessary to be the receivers. But by taking, you enable someone else to have a mitzvah. Sometimes we have an over excess of belief in ourselves. We are ma'amin. We're not talking about belief in God. Noah clearly believed in God, or he wouldn't have spent 120 years making the ark. Three floors, a window at the top, a level for garbage, people, animals, feeding them, gathering them. Ma'amin, he sometimes had too much belief in himself, in his power, in his image. The second reason is an utter lack of faith in oneself. Paradoxically, as much as we believe in ourselves, we also don't believe in ourselves. A man is an eno ma'amin, he's a non-believer. So often we lack a sense of security. We experience lowliness, diffidence, and unworthiness. We sink into despair. Remarkably, says Rabbi Lam, and I'm going to say paradoxically, both of these can and usually are present at once. It is the phenomenon of ambivalence where two opposite tendencies conspire to paralyze us without reason. So sometimes we feel we have such strength, we have such power, bishvili nivra olam. It exists at the same time as a paralyzing fear that I cannot do what is called upon me to do because I'm too small. Anochi afar ve'efer, eino ma'amin. After 120 years of building the ark, Noah still had to be driven in by the waters reaching his ankles. On the one hand, he was a ma'amin. He thought to himself, I've been spared for so long. I will be spared longer. If I'm such a righteous man, at tzaddik tamim, nothing will happen to me now. But on the other hand, he was an eno ma'amin. He lacked faith in himself. I am doomed with the rest of the world. There is nothing in me worthy of being saved, or the rest of the world drowns. I am helpless, unworthy, and hopeless. When one is so beset by these extremes of overconfidence and underconfidence, of both an excess of faith in self and a want of faith in self, it is a sign of a serious spiritual defect. And when he is a ma'amin and an eino ma'amin, ultimately it shows, like the Midrash says, he is mechusar amuna. Ultimately it means he lacks faith in the Almighty. Because if we have too much of an ego, we can ultimately, God forbid, become like Paro. Shemos 5:2. Who's God that I should listen to him? I don't know God. I'm not sending Israel. You become a Bilam, a Paro, a Lavan. We have an overconfidence in ourselves, God forbid, and we forget that there's a God. Chas v'shalom. And on the other hand, when we're Eino Ma'amin, we also risk forgetting that there's a God. We think we're so worthless, we're so unworthy, we're so helpless, we're so not able to perform our task. We don't realize that Hashem put us here to perform an important mission, every single one of us. And so we're Eino Ma'amin. And when a man is a Ma'amin and an Eino Ma'amin, ultimately he's Mechusar Emunah. In who? The Ribono Shel Olam. It's obviously a much longer drasha. These are the parts I chose to quote for you. Rabbi Adam's drasha are very powerful and always tied into modern times. And when I say that, I mean 1974. But I'll just quote the last two sentences of his drasha. We recognize that the extremes of ma'amin and eino ma'amin, both of which lead to the flood, stem from lack of faith in self, which is truly lack of faith in the Almighty. We must therefore respond with more faith, more emunah, faith in God, faith in ourselves, faith in our holy Torah, and also faith that our faith in all three, God, self, and Torah, will ultimately redeem an unworthy world. Extremely powerful and a lot to internalize and think about and put into practice. When we have faith in ourselves and faith in others, ultimately we have faith in God. And this will redeem, says Rabbi Lam, an unworthy world. But if we don't believe in ourselves, or if we overly believe in ourselves, ultimately, like Noah, we are mechaser amunah. We have to question if we really believe in the Ribono Shel Olam. I wish everybody a wonderful day, and Be'ezrat Hashem, a Shabbat Shalom. Thank you so much. Kol Tov to all.